Vishnu Sahasranama, number 337.
Vishnu Sahasranama, ime 337.
Purandara.
Purandara.
Various meanings of these names are as follows. As analyzed by previous acharyas. One meaning is destroyer of cities. Another is the destroyings of sufferings from the adhidaivic causes. One who helps the devotee in transcending attachments to the gross, subtle, and causative bodies. And one who brings an end to the bodies of all beings. So the basic meaning of this is one who destroys cities. An account which appears in various Puranas, including Bhagavad Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam, is of Lord Shiva destroying the three cities of the demons, for which he was became known as Tripurari, the destroyer of, or the enemy of three cities. But it's described in Bhagavatam that he did this taking strength from Vishnu, otherwise he appeared unable to do it. In that sense, he's the destroyer of the cities. Vishnu is the destroyer of the cities. And actually, everything is destroyed in due course of time. Among human beings, the cities are the greatest manifestation of their civilization and their sophistication. People are proud of if they belong to a great city. I can suspect that in Russia, someone's from Moscow, they think, oh, I'm from Moscow. If they come to a small village in Tatarstan and people ask where they're from, I'm from Moscow. So it's like, it's like that everywhere. And because in the material world, enmity is a constant feature, just as love is the constant or the defining factor of the spiritual world. Members of different cities or different countries, they want to destroy each other. So although the people are very proud of being in big cities, they're also fearful because their enemies, they are the number one target of their enemies.
И хотя людям нравится жить в больших городах, но при этом они испытывают страх, потому что опасаются, что их враги могут в любой момент разрушить их города. И в случае возникновения войны они будут главной, основной мишенью для них.
So, Moscow may not be destroyed by the Ukrainians or the Finns. Not doesn't seem very likely.
Скорее всего, Москву, конечно, разрушат не украинцы, не финны.
Yeah, Finns, it's just a joke, because the population of Moscow is more than double of that of Finland.
Невозможно, сколько населения Москвы в два раза превосходит население всей Финляндии.
But there are those nasty Americans with their long-distance missiles. That's dangerous.
Но есть ужасные американцы с их ракетами дальнего действия.
Anyway, we would like to inform all the proud inhabitants of Moscow.
Так или иначе, мы хотели бы сообщить всем гордым обитателям столицы,
that Moscow will be destroyed.
Что Москва будет разрушена.
And if it gives you any consolation, New York will also be destroyed.
Если вас это успокоит, то Нью-Йорк тоже будет разрушен.
And London will also be destroyed.
И Лондон тоже.
And Paris and Berlin and
the
whole material world will be destroyed. Krishna, as the time factor, destroys everything. Including your big cities, your masterpieces of architecture, your high culture,
достижения культуры.
Everything will be destroyed.
Все будет разрушено.
But the cities of the spiritual world will remain forever.
Однако города в духовном мире останутся навечно.
So better go to the spiritual world.
Поэтому лучше вернуться в духовный мир.
Another meaning or derived from this is he who destroys the adhidaivic miseries.
Другое значение этого имени – тот, кто избавляет живые существа от страданий, обусловленных адхидаивой.
So all the the miseries, which we call natural miseries, just like too much rain, not enough rain, too hot, too cold.
То есть это страдания, которые вызваны природными условиями. Слишком жарко, слишком холодно, слишком влажно, слишком сухо.
Then earthquakes,
землетрясения,
typhoons,
тайфуны,
tsunamis, and so on. These are all what we call natural miseries. So, the idea is that the three cities, that becomes metaphorically, we talk about then the three kinds of miseries. That's adhyatmic, adhidaivic, and adhibautic. Then there are so many threes, so there are three states of consciousness. Jagrata, the waking state. Swapna, the dreaming state. Sushupti, the deep sleep. So Krishna helps us to transcend all these levels of material consciousness by destroying.
Другими словами, Кришна помогает нам преодолеть различные уровни материальной обусловленности.
So this is that means in the waking state we are aware mostly of our gross stula sharia, our gross body.
Когда мы бодрствуем, мы осознаем, ощущаем свое грубое тело, которое называется стула шарира.
In the dreaming state, we act in the subtle body, sukshma sharira.
Когда мы спим и видим сны, действует наше тонкое тело, sukshma sharira.
And in deep sleep, in which consciousness is almost unmanifest, then we are in the just in the core, that's called the karana sharira, or the causal body. So for one who takes shelter in Krishna, then he destroys all these attachments which are to the gross, subtle, and to all states of material existence. Then, he who brings it, he destroys all the bodies of all living beings. The material or the human body is described in Bhagavad Gita and elsewhere in Shastra as a city of nine gates, Navadvare Pure Dehi. So he destroys all these cities. Hare Krishna.